Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
WEEI Afternoons, 5:30 on a Thursday. That means it is time for what we hope is an entertaining part of your week. We certainly enjoy it because Stiz takes over. It is time for Quiz with Stiz.
It's time for the Quiz with Stiz.
That's right, boys. You know the name. You know the game.
Rule number one, no bitching.
Seems fair.
Who's that to?
On WEEI Afternoons.
Oh, you suck. Been perfect way to end this.
The walk off. Oh, I send him home on the wings of defeat.
Now, here's your host, Stiz.
That's right, boys. You know the name, you know the game. Andy's favorite part of the week, Quiz with Stiz. Tonight, Andy will go up against our current champion, Ted, 3 Super Bowl winner Johnson, in a battle to see who is the smartest man alive. And before we get going with tonight's theme, I will pass it off to my behind-the-glass brethren for some ground rules.
All right, thank you, Stiz. In the all-time battle between these two, Ted has a 3-1 all-time advantage over Andy Hart. Ted is 6-1 overall. He's been dominating. Andy looking to get back to 500, 7-8 overall in the quiz with Stiz. Stiz has picked a topic for this week. He'll ask the host a question. If the host gets it wrong, the other host will have a chance to steal. If neither get it, it opens up multiple choice. Best of 10 questions is your winner this week. Don't forget Ted Johnson's etiquette for the quiz with Stiz. No bitching, no complaining, no accusatory comments, no self-victimization, and of course, stop being a, you can fill in the blank there, and play the game. Yes, Andy Hart.
Just one quick question.
Sure.
This is not bitching or complaining or anything. Mm-hmm. What other sport and or game show allows a contestant to make the rules?
You know what? We don't have time for that. Back to you, Stiz.
All right. And then we did say Nick, the lifeline for tonight.
That's right.
That's
Nick,
right. All right.
Our lifeline
great.
Tonight.
Before I give you tonight's theme, Ted, heads or tails?
I'm going to say heads.
Got it. Heads.
Go.
Here we go. So Ted will get
Ted the head.
That's not the first time he said that. He likes that.
I know.
That,
it's funny
that
every
nickname.
Time.
All right. Tonight's theme. Big game tonight. Red Sox, Yankees. Let's talk a little rivalry.
Ooh.
Red Sox, Yankees rivalry.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
All right. Ted, first question.
Okay.
What year did the Red Sox and Yankees play their first game?
Oh, well, okay. Oh, man. Baseball is an old game, right? It's like 130 years old.
And it's not boring.
Oh, I'm going to say it's like the early 1907.
No.
I was ready.
He was going to come through the glass.
Yeah, a little bit.
Was there baseball back then?
Let's say 1911.
Andrew, wrong.
Son of a bitch. This guy. Power's going
Ted,
in his head.
Yes, sir.
Is it A, 1901, B, 1916, C, 1921?
Nope. 130 years old. It's got to be 1901, Stiz.
Ted's on the board.
Oh, ah, damn it.
Ted's on the
there
board.
There we go. All right.
Good guesses, though, to get
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
All right, Andy.
Good for you, Bubba.
No, I don't want us to embarrass ourselves
as generally
all of us as a group don't look like idiots.
Don't look like idiots.
All right.
Good
Andy.
Luck with that.
Suck a little.
Andy.
Yes.
Babe Ruth moved primarily from pitcher to outfielder when he went to the Yankees. How many times did Babe Ruth pitch for the Yankees?
What?
Specific number.
11.
Oh, no.
My gosh. Total guess. I have no. Twice.
No.
Okay.
Andy, A, twice. B, 5 times. C, 12 times.
Too far off.
5B.
No.
Oh, you suck.
Teddy. So was it 2, 5, or 12?
It's got to be 12 then.
No.
No. No.
No, that's what Andy said. It was it was
what
5
the hell
times.
Are you doing? I said, he 5. Said 5.
Oh, did you? I thought you said 12.
Oh,
ding,
my
ding,
God.
Ding. Andy's on the board.
What a debacle.
I love it.
Sorry,
I love
guys.
It.
All right, Ted.
Yes.
How many World Series did Babe Ruth win with the New York Yankees?
Oh, my gosh. How many do they got? They got a lot.
they got a lot.
I'm going to say he won
some.
2 World Series.
No. Andy.
Try saying the same answer again. Might
you
right.
might be right.
Yep. 11.
No. How many World Series did Babe Ruth win with the Yankees? A, Ted, A, 2, B, 3, C, 4.
I said 2, didn't I? So it's not that. I'm going to say 4 World Series Babe Ruth won with the Yankees.
Bam. 4.
Ooh. Are you sure about that?
No,
you want to revisit
yeah,
anything?
Yeah.
Take
sometimes
a second.
Sometimes I get screwed off when you guys guess the right answer. And you guess the wrong answer, and it's one of the answers that I have listed as
throws
a wrong one. It like throws
totally
me
understand.
Off a little bit.
Yeah. Just land
all right.
The plane.
I hate when people get the right answer in my
keep it moving. Andrew, how many World Series have the Yankees won?
26.
Ted.
You know what? It feels a little bit smidge higher. I feel like 27 is the number.
I will say I wrote this and asked Brian and Dan, is this too easy? They got it right off the rip.
Yeah.
They were
losers.
Like, this one's too easy.
That's kind of a known.
Actually, right now, Andy, you're the losers.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
So I keep your mouth shut.
All right. Back to Ted. When did the Red Sox play in their first World Series after trading Babe Ruth? What year did they play their first World Series after they traded Babe Ruth?
I think that was World War II-ish. I'm going to say 1944.
No. Andy.
This is one that's going to embarrass us. 1975.
No. Big Ted.
Yes, sir.
When did the Red Sox play? Was it 1946, 1956, 1976?
Oh, it's got to be 1946, Bubba.
Bam. You were close the first time with the guess, Ted.
Yeah, I was close.
You were
about
close.
That.
What do we got for a score?
Who cares?
You know, it's funny. Yes, it is. It's 4-1 Ted right now.
Oh,
going
man.
Back to Andy, though.
Oh,
a lot of game left.
Wow. And you got Nick as a lifeline. All right, Andrew.
Are you a fighter? Are you a fighter?
Let's yeah, I'm a
fight.
Fighter.
Let's go fight.
It's not how hard you punch. It's how hard you get up after getting punched.
You're going to be punching.
You're down 4-1.
All right,
I've
Andrew.
Always been punching up my whole life.
How many times have the two teams played each other in the AL Championship Series?
Some call it the ALCS.
Or if you're Shime, ALCS. Let's go to Fitzy. Let's work Fitzy.
Ooh, Nicholas.
Ooh. And I can blame him. I either get a point or I blame him.
That sounds about right.
How many times have the two teams played in the ALCS?
I'll go with. I'll take 6.
No.
I liked that though.
Ted.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to take. Half of what Fitzy said and say 3 times.
Oh, man.
Wait, are you serious? It's only 1999, 2003, and 2004. That's
right. 3 times. Wow.
1999 times. Was the first time they ever met in the ALCS. Get out of here.
Sucks to suck, Andy.
Ooh. Wow.
That's right. All right, back to Ted.
So I took 3 and doubled it. What a dummy.
Yep. Ted.
Oh, well.
Yes, sir.
What year?
Sorry, Hart.
What year was there an extra tiebreaker game played between the two teams to decide the AL East?
To decide the AL East? 1972, the year I was born.
No.
I had you, Ted.
Andrew.
1978.
Nailed it, right? Confident.
Isn't that Bucky
the Bucky Dent game?
Confident. All right. Good job.
Too little, too late. You ever hear that?
All right. Back to you, Andrew. What was the final score of Game 7 of the 2003 AL Championship Series? Think back. Little Andy.
Should ask me for this one, Hart.
Yeah, I thought you'd get the other one, too. But you let me down. You disappointed me. Final score, Game 7, 2003?
2003, that's right.
I don't. 4-3.
No.
I'd like to use my lifeline.
Ted the Head going with the lifeline.
Yankees 6, Red Sox 5.
Got him.
Yeah!
Got him.
There we go.
Got him.
Now that is how you use a lifeline.
That is how you use a lifetime.
When he's
lifeline.
Go drink.
All right, coming back to Ted. Who hit the series-winning walk-off home run in said game 7 of the 2003 AL Championship game?
Wasn't that the Boonmeister, wasn't it?
The Boonmeister!
Yeah, yeah,
Aaron Boone.
Big
Aaron
watch-wearing Boone. Boone guy.
First time anyone has ever called him the Boonmeister.
Actually, I think that's wrong.
All right, and lastly, Andy, send us home.
Yeah, I'm like the Orioles. Let's just make it respectable. Bad season, but I can end strong. Let's go.
Andy,
yeah.
Who did Ted Williams lose the AL MVP race to in 1941?
Why are you laughing?
Because Dan makes me laugh.
Joe DiMaggio.
Nailed it.
Way to go,
nailed
Bubba.
It. Good job, Andy.
So what was 7-3 or something?
7-3. Congratulations to Ted Johnson. 7-1 in quizzes so
wagon.
Far.
Good Lord, what is going on here? But that's going to do it with quiz.
I couldn't believe only three times, like Nick. I was surprised when I saw that, too, that it was only three times.
We also we had a discrepancy, Stiz.
Oh, no, here we go.
Somebody is fighting with you something on the text line about the Yankees didn't actually exist in 1901, 1903, Highlanders or something.
They may have had different names technically. I'll look into it, but it was the same teams.
But it was Yankees. It's actually 6-3. He did not get that. It's a little more respectable.
Actually, Andy, I think it should be double points for you on that one.
All right. Nice job, Stiz, except for that one where you kind of lost Alex Trebek.
I was about to say nice job, Ted.
No, Ted, great job. But Stiz is the host of this. This is his show.
A good job.
He does a great job, comes up with the categories, and he's very creative with those. Some of the questions are very good. So nice
job, Stiz. He's not going to let you win. Stop complimenting
him. I'm just being nice. Up next on WEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.